Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. Yesterday, I got a call from my wife. I was in the middle of a training, but I always pick up when my wife calls if there, in case there was an emergency. And in this case, she was mentioning that she was actually, and I heard the noise around her, sitting in an ambulance. And luckily, she started the sentence with, "It all ends up kind of all right." But then she went on to explain how, you know, our middle child was playing and wanted to climb a tree, jumped from a bench onto the tree, slipped her hands, fell backwards with her head on the pavement, losing a lot of blood. The next part you're already aware of. She ended up in an ambulance going to the hospital, and she had to be checked for a concussion. She had 6 stitches in her head, and she had lost a lot of blood. And then, to add insult to injury, when she tried to go to the bathroom, in the bathroom she tripped because probably she was anemic and had too little blood, so she chipped a tooth as well. And that got my wife and I into a discussion, not an argument, mind you, because she was the one who was worried about it. Should I have not allowed her to climb the tree? To which I was actually thinking, and I was like, well, does a decision that ends up poorly make the decision retroactively wrong? But if I look at our middle daughter, she is crazy active and climbs in all kinds of stuff and really enjoys that. And if we were to adopt a parenting style where we try to shield her from the possibility of falling, and actually she's a really good climber, so this was a tree that's way within her ability set, then we would have to make sure that in her entire life she does not have the fun of climbing on stuff. And given the fact that the chance of it going wrong is pretty limited, actually the thing we've opted for, and we actually started it 3 years ago, is put her on a climbing course and putting her on a judo course and all kinds of stuff to improve her motor skills, to make sure that, you know, when she falls properly, and, you know, her skill in climbing gets better and her judgment gets better. So it's not necessarily that things that turn out bad were a wrong decision to begin with. By the way, the other side is true as well. Things that end up good don't make it a good decision retroactively. It still could have been a very risky or poor decision. So that's actually an interesting thing to think about. You know, what were judgments that you've made in the past where you maybe are judging yourself for them? That you feel like you've made the wrong decision, that you made a bad decision. Like, was it actually bad? Because, I mean, obviously we want to magically undo all the things that have gone wrong in our lives. If I could find some way to not have my daughter have 6 stitches, I would absolutely sign up for it. But if, you know, over the whole, I would have to answer the question, you know, would I rather have Julia not climb for 14 years in her life? Or do I accept that part of that process, you know, with 6 stitches in her head? Then I think the 6 stitches are a very reasonable price to pay. And obviously, I'm not talking about risking their lives. And obviously, I'm not talking about doing really stupid stuff. But, you know, there's actually a book, 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Kid Do. It's actually part of healthy child rearing to have them do dangerous stuff and figure out that the world is actually a place where stuff can go wrong. Because if you keep kids shielded for their entire life, if you keep kind of curling their life away from them, there will be a day where they will be confronted with actual life, with the actual risks of life, with the actual scary things of life. And if they have not been confronted with that in small ways, they can definitely not deal with that in big ways. So, what are some dangerous things that you should let your child do today? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.